Dr. Sean Riley of Tulsa Spine and Rehab, again, is our guest. How are you, Dr. Riley?
I'm well. How are you doing, Rick?
Doing very, very well. Tell me this. What is ergonomics?
Common question. It's a word that we use often. I don't think a lot of folks know exactly what it means, but Webster defines it as the study of efficiency in working environments. Okay. What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Exactly. So ergonomics, I apply that when I talk to I give ergonomic talks and, I talk to my patients or folks about ergonomics. You know, we're talking about office environment, sleep, driving, work, daily activities, ADLs. And so it's essentially, when we talk about ergonomics, making sure you're set up correctly to avoid injury, prevent injury, different things like that. So, for instance, we can start at your office. I mean, sadly, a lot of us are locked behind a desk, phone, computer, those type of things. We live in a forward world. Our arms are in a flexed position. Head drops forward. We get a little slumped over. And, typically, a lot of us in our lives are going to develop some kind of upper back and neck pain from that. And it's related to, I use a term called cumulative trauma, meaning just over time, it's not one specific event, but over time, things get worn down, we get tight in other areas, we develop weakness, and we get overloaded, and we hurt, and we have problems. But related to the office, obviously a chair is very important. I'm not telling everyone to go out there and buy the most expensive chair that you can, but it is a good idea to maybe invest in a chair that's fit for you or good for you. Always recommend that both feet, feet are on the ground. A lot of women, we want to, recommend that they try not to avoid crossing their legs and so forth. That can increase load on their hips and create some asymmetries or some differences right left to right and right to left. Try to maintain a neutral posture as you can sitting up. A lot of times, these chairs have ergonomic rolls, or we can find different types of things to put in the small of our back to help provide a little bit of support. Because what happens over time, our core musculature, the trunk gets weak, and we just, our brain says, okay, uncle, and we start to slouch. And when you start to slouch, the vertebra and the disc and all those things start to get overloaded, and we start to hurt. So I would recommend something in the small of your back. And I'll tell you, Rick, what we use in our clinic, we give away these small little beach balls. They're free, and we tell the patient to blow it up to where they're comfortable, and that just fits right in their chair, smaller their back, and it will help them maintain a decent posture throughout the day. Another thing that we always recommend is, the computer, try to get it as close as, relatively centered. We don't want you looking at the computer, head rotated to the left, keyboards over to the right. So try to get everything as centered as you possibly can. I recommend that you get your arms up on the desk if possible. A lot of overuse can lead to, with the mouse and so forth, carpal tunnel, where you'll develop some numbness in the fingers. We can talk about that in another segment. But most important thing I recommend to my patients, Rick, is interrupt your sitting. And what that means is, we're not wired to sit there for 30 minutes, an hour, 2-3 hours at a time.
Sure.
Get up and move around literally every 10 to 12 minutes. And when I say get up and move around, I don't need you blowing your work off and moving around the office or your building necessarily. Just get up for 30 seconds. And that, that interrupted sitting, that little break that you're giving your back, it does quite a bit. I mean, it will really help you throughout the day. You can get on Google and you find these little free timers that will actually ding every, 10 to 12 minutes and reminder to get up and move around. So that's the biggie, for us that sit behind a desk all day. Just, the chair, get the computer, if you can use a headset related to, if you're doing a lot of phone work, obviously I'm going to recommend that. We don't want your head laterally flexed, and then try to stay as neutral as you can and then interrupt your sitting and try to get some type of lumbar support. Related to sleeping, quickly, we talked about in the past, stay off your stomach while you're sleeping. Let's get you on your side or on your back. You don't have to go out and buy the most expensive bed, but find something that's going to provide a moderate amount of support. Get your head in a neutral position. And then in the car, the things that I would recommend in the car, take your beach ball, throw it in the seat of your car. It's a cheap, easy, effective lumbar support. And then the last thing that I would mention with getting in and out of the car is obviously get your steering wheel and seat set up to where you're comfortable and you're in a neutral position. But transitioning in and out of the car, be careful getting in and out. A lot of times we just get in a hurry, swing that leg out. And a lot of times I talk, hear patients injuring themselves getting in and out of the car.
Dr. Sean Riley, thank you so much for that information.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate it.
Dr. Riley is with Tulsa Spine and Rehab. He's been our guest today.